It's a big list. Let's celebrate on Big 102.1. 80s, 90s, and more.
It's time for the big list brought to you by Anthony's Italian Cafe. I don't know the, I have not looked at their schedule, their calendar, or what's left for table reservations, but you certainly can give them a call, go to the website, check out their Facebook page. If you'd like to make reservations for a Valentine's meal that you won't forget, you can do it on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night. And Anthony's, again, subject to availability.
Heart of the Oil Center, traditional Italian, or maybe go next week when it's not Valentine's Day anymore. On Friday, we'll give away a $50 gift certificate to Anthony's. It is the 11th of February. Happy 88th birthday to Jerry Sonier from your daughter, Mary. Also, happy 21st to Abigail Mir Gonzalez. Michelle Murphy celebrating today. Philip Thibodeau from Lions Point is 10. Charlie Foster from Bro Bridge is celebrating. Serena LeBlanc from Delcom. Started to say welcome.
Welcome to Delcom. That's my sign.
I got kind of messed up there.
WELCAMBRE. Welcome to Delcom.
Happy 25th anniversary to Nicole and Richard Lachelet from Bro Bridge. And happy 31st to Troy and Anita Bourgeois.
Happy birthday today. Taylor Lautner is 28. Also, Natalie Dormer of Game of Thrones is 38. Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child, 39. Brandy, can you say Moesha?
Moesha, yeah.
And she's also on The Game, for whatever that's worth. Y'all not seen that show? She's 41.
Oh,
remember, you've seen Brandy and everything else. Isaiah Mustafa, the Old Spice guy, he's hysterical.
Oh, he's so funny.
He's 46 today.
Wow.
Jennifer Aniston is 51. Sarah Palin, 56. Sheryl Crow is 58 today. We mentioned that earlier. Jeb Bush is 67. Ginger from Gilligan's Island having a birthday today.
Oh, as is Ginger and Marianne. That would be Tina Louise, right?
Tina Louise is 86 today.
Oh, my gosh.
Burt Reynolds born on this day in 1936. Leslie Nielsen in 1926. The man that gave us the Monster Mash, which hit number one every year for like 15 years in the 60s and 70s. Bobby Boris Pickett in 1938. Thomas Edison. They didn't put Alva. Thomas Alva Edison, born on this day in 1847. And today is National Clean Out Your Computer Day.
Okay.
Renee.
Probably not a bad thing to do.
If you can get it to come on, you should go ahead and clean it out.
If it will print
what's in it.
Good advice.
Clean
thanks
it
very
out.
Much. 268 years ago today, it was in 1752 that the first hospital in America opened up in Philadelphia.
What year?
It was 1752. Ben Franklin raised most of the money to build it. And if you ever go to Philadelphia and do one of those tour buses, mm-hmm. they will take you right by it.
And it's still there.
It's still there. And it's so cool because it was before Thomas Alva Edison had lit up the place. The surgical suite had a big glass window in the ceiling. And so they performed surgery and stuff during daylight where they could see.
Probably hard to schedule because nobody knew how to forecast the weather.
And
so
probably was. I suspect
everybody show up Tuesday.
I suspect there wasn't a lot of scheduled surgeries back then. It was something bad fixing to happen. Get him up in there. Let's see if we have enough daylight.
Anybody got a knife?
Yeah, exactly. 30 years ago, 1990, Nelson Mandela was freed from prison after 27 years.
Wow.
The same year, Buster Douglas, a 35-1 underdog, knocked out Mike Tyson in the 10th round, became the undisputed heavyweight champion. And it's a day that I will never forget. 2012, Whitney Houston died in her hotel bathtub the night before the Grammys.
Man, that was 8 years ago?
8 years ago, yeah. The coroner ruled her death an accidental drowning, but also listed that cocaine and heart disease were contributing factors. She was only 48. Also in her system were marijuana and Xanax, but they say did not contribute to her death. Let me tell you what, this lady left a very mixed legacy, but the legacy of her music, well, I think will stand forever.
Yeah, like I try to not think about all of the what happened after. I remember going to see Whitney Houston at the Cajun Dome. and she didn't want the AC on.
Oh,
it was
my
183
gosh.
Degrees in there, and I was wearing like a tie, and it was like, what am I doing in here? Where are my shorts? It was really hot.
I guess she'd kind of become one of those people that, I'm not going to say a diva, but
well, I think
a bit of a diva, but she couldn't sing if the AC was on, right?
Her vocal cords would tighten up or whatever. Right. I don't know.
Hey, I can't sleep under a ceiling fan because my feet cramp, so I totally get it.
Do you know where you are? Do you know what the temperature is here? Maybe we should have had that as an outdoor concert.
I bet the humidity was like 97% or something.
If you've got a birthday coming up later in the week, we want to know about it. Maybe a Valentine's birthday, a birthday coming up over the weekend, whatever. Let us know. Go to the website, big1021.com. We'll get you on the big list. Always brought to you by Anthony's Italian Cafe. And don't forget, the weekly giveaway will happen Friday morning with the big list here inside the Big Morning Show.